From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A few moments ago, President Barack Obama wrapped up his address to the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He bluntly called for more cooperation between nations, noting that the United States is not immune to failure when acting alone.
In Iraq, the United States learned the hard lesson that even hundreds of thousands of brave, effective troops, trillions of dollars from our treasury, cannot by itself impose stability on a foreign land. Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
He also called for more cooperation within nations among different sectarian and political forces.
A politics of solidarity that depend on demonizing others, that draws on religious sectarianism or narrow tribalism or jingoism, may at times look like strength in the moment, but over time its weakness will be exposed. And history tells us that the dark forces unleashed by this type of politics surely makes all of us less secure. Our world has been there before. We gain nothing from going back.
Obama also decried the situation in Syria, saying it's an assault on all of our humanity. Later Monday, Syria is also expected to be a focus of President Obama's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. For more on the UNGA, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York.